This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Still looking for that unique Christmas gift? How about a teddy bear emblazoned with an MBTA map? Maybe a cutting board with a picture of a red line train or silver cufflinks made from antique tea tokens. About 18 months ago, the MBTA started licensing its logo to a local company, Ward Maps. Since 2004, brothers Stephen and Brian Boucher have sold vintage maps and transit memorabilia. Now they also make and sell tea merchandise. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov stops by their store in Cambridge.
Hi.
Hi, Monica.
Yes.
Hi, Stephen Boucher.
Hi.
How are
you?
Nice
to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
The tea a few years ago, as part of a general move toward alternative revenue sources, put out to bid a merchandise program, which was first time it was bid out. So it's similar to what New York, Chicago, Washington, D.C., all those transit systems have been doing for years now. And it's another way to take their unique content, the spider map, the Charlie logo, the tea logo, things that are copyrighted, and bring in some revenue for the tea.
Our biggest item this season is our wooden toy trains, which we just came out with. They actually took a year in development, and we have them right now for the commuter rail, which is a 3-car set. We also have them for the red line and sold as individual units or together as a pair.
We're very proud of them. We did all the graphic design. Brian's a graphic artist. I'm an architect. So we come at all the products from a design perspective for the T, and they've set a very high bar for design. They approve everything.
And Stephen, what kind of money is this making for the MBTA?
In terms of the MBTA, every product sold is a royalty payment made to the MBTA. So it's often misunderstood that T does not spend or invest any money in this merchandise program. We do as a private company.
Well, I think most of our listeners might breathe a sigh of relief because the T is $5 billion in debt, and they might be listening to this groaning. And they make toy trains? For what reason?
They license to us the ability to make the toy trains, and then we pay them for the opportunity to use their logo, their graphics.
On every sale, the T gains a royalty of anywhere from 12% to 50%. The 12% tends to be more in the smaller items, magnets, mugs, which we're selling thousands of units of. I mean, magnets, we sold over 14,000 magnets in 18 months. That's how long the program has been going. The larger antique items that are removed from stations as they're demolished, the T gets 50% of those. And those are the higher priced items.
How much of the $5 billion debt are you helping to relieve every year by sale of this merchandise?
We like to joke that hopefully we can buy a few parts for a bus, you know. But, you know, the royalties earned to date by the T are just under $40,000, and that's in 18 months. And this is a brand new program.
So I saw some interesting things online that I'd love to know how well they sell.
Sure.
Okay, so there was a shower curtain?
Yes, the entire system with the commuter rail.
Another interesting one was a lamp with the map of the system on it.
Yes.
We got those over here.
And they show the map, and we put it on a yellow background. White was a pretty bright.
Since we're in charge of not only creating the products but bringing them to market, we try to work with vendors, at the very least, who are stateside. A lot of the products are actually made in New England. We have our own warehouse where we print all the mugs, coasters. The magnets are made in Connecticut. The ornaments are handmade in Rhode Island. Some items are made overseas, the ones that you have to make overseas. But we do our best, if we can, to try to locally produce a lot of the products.
Part of the MBTA's requests for the program is that we make as much locally as possible as well.
Yep.
And so we all in our agreements on that.
And I also saw online a women's pair of jeans with the map stitched on the back pocket.
Yes, we do carry those. They're made by a local jean company, and those are made to order. I don't have an example to show you on hand.
Too bad. I really wanted to see what those look like.
Definitely. There are some fun products that we have on there, and I think that falls into that category.
So have you met the new T general manager, Beverly Scott?
We have not yet. No. We look forward to.
What do you think she'd like best in here?
We've got some great sandals, or flip-flops, that we bring back out in the spring for next summer, and those are definitely very popular once the weather gets warm again.
That's Brian and Stephen Boucher talking with WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov about the MBTA stuff they sell at their store, Ward Maps, in Cambridge, on the Red Line. This is 90.9 WBUR.